That's good.
There's some girls that work like that.
Hey, what time is it?
It's 1 o'clock.
To switch over the archive.
Well, you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Okay.
The mysterious archive switching overness. This is the sound of my voice being cut off and then not being recorded and then later being picked up, except now it's picking up me saying that it's going to be cut off.
But it might end up still on the new recording instead of on the previous one. No one cares. See, we care so much about that. I don't think anyone really cares about that weird little kink. It's my turn. We're going to music, right?
This show reminds me of those Singular commercials where the guy's talking to someone on the phone, but it cuts out, so they completely misunderstand the conversation.
Oh, right.
This whole show is like that.
This whole show is one big misunderstanding.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
Huh? Okay, we're going to me. This is an artist, Ole Ask. I am hoping I'm pronouncing the name right because it's actually in Norwegian. He's from Oslo, Norway. He has two songs, but I think he's also based locally somewhere, and I don't have that. But this song called Wizard Man on Venice Beach.
Norway, by the way, was recently, this is a true story, listed as one of the top three places in countries in the world to live.
Right.
I think it was actually number one.
Yeah.
It was definitely in the top three anyway. So,
and Los Angeles was
good
like,
on you, Norway.
Los Angeles was like 345th or something.
It was a little lower on totem pole.
I think your friend's at the door.
But Norway doesn't have here. Oh, let's go to music.
Let's go to music. This is Wizard Man on Venice Beach. You're listening to Ole Ask out of Norway, killradio.org.
Wizard man on Venice Beach, rolling home on rubber wheels. Out of sea of tears, rolling down your cheeks.
Welcome back.
Once again,
that was Ole Ask out of Oslo, Norway.
Ole Ask that you tell me the truth, Mark.
What?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Ole Ask that you tell me the truth.
Okay. Do you want that in writing?
Yeah.
And that was a song called What Can I Do? And then before that, we heard Wizard Man on Venice Beach.
And this just in from the Associated Press. Sorry, I was just looking at the news today. Pentagon review of Iraq has come up with three options: injecting more troops into Iraq, shrinking the force but staying longer, or pulling out.
And you know, pulling out.
If you don't hear the sexual euphemisms in every one of those options,
it just has to be a lesson,
you
gentlemen.
Don't have a pulse.
You know, pulling out doesn't work, right?
Yeah, but shrinking and staying longer. Well, that's a contradiction of terms, isn't it? First of all.
Yeah.
And then injecting more. Come on.
Yeah, it's so Freudian.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know the Pentagon is filled with homosexuals, right?
Well, wasn't Freud our new Minister of Defense? How do you know?
Because I've done half of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's how you got involved in anti-corporate internet radio?
Yes. It's a kind of normal trajectory.
Yeah. That's how we get a lot of our new DJs.
We all come by way of D.C.
After having had scandalous homosexual relationships with dignitaries.
You used to live in Maryland, right?
Yeah,
interesting,
I grew up
John.
In
so what branch of government did you come out of? Huh?
Judicial.
Of course. Jew.
That's still a branch, isn't it? No, that's right. I forgot the president makes the laws now. I forgot.
Oh, that's right. This is the monarchy of the United States.
That was back when we had a judicial branch.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Moving on.
Did you hear about all of them almost got, like, Senator O'Connor said in passing about poison attempts of all the justices?
Is that really?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of obvious. Like, by the way, this muffin I sent you is poisoned. It was like some crazy one who actually, that was the quote. Like, well, she wasn't trying real hard, was she?
Wow. Or she didn't. I love poison muffins.
Maybe she thought, you know, they're going to think I'm so crazy that they won't believe me. It'll be like opposite day and they'll actually do it. Or reverse psychology. Maybe she's thinking that. I could see how that would work with a person in the judiciary.
Yeah. So you're proposing an opposite day at
just in D.C. No, let's just move on. Yeah.
I'm going to play someone who we've played here before, who's been a big supporter of here. We're certainly a big supporter of his, Robert Popa.
Yay.
I have his CD here that he gave to us
When he sent us his tickets
to the LA Music Awards.
Yes.
And he won for, I think it was Best Surf Rock or something like
that. He won two. And I remember the Surf Rock one because that was the easy one to remember.
Yes. And what is it that we won as Here? It was because I love talking about our
Cutest Couple.
Award. No.
Oh, wait. That was my fantasy life bleeding through. Sorry.
It was.
We won.
It was Greatest All-Submission-Based Internet Radio Show.
In Korea Lake.
In Korea Lake.
Korea Lake.
That uses alliteration. Here on killradio.org. You're listening to it right now.
The gift basket was so sweet.
It's all true.
Speed into the popping is real. Cause the sun, son of a gun. Eyes on the desert, both hands on the wheel. Drive the universe, nothing is real. Cause the sun, son of a gun.
Robert Popa, here on killradio.org, myspace.com/Robert Popa, and he was the recipient of the LA Music Award for Best Surf Rock.
No, just stop right
there. He got two awards.
He was the recipient of the LA Music Award, period.
Period.
they gave out one award, and he got it.
On a slightly different note, I want to talk about Yahtzee, man.
Okay.
So Shannon introduces me to this.
You never played it before?
Obviously, communist game, Yahtzee.
You never played it before?
No.
Did you play any board games growing up in your home?
Yeah, sure.
What did you play?
I played chess and checkers with my dad.
You did not play chess.
I did. I played
that
chess at like 5 years old. I played chess with my dad.
That's child abuse. Forcing chess on your child.
No, it wasn't forced on me. Although, like. I don't know.
You didn't like
my dad
it, did
stopped
you?
Thinking it was fun when I started being able to beat him. Which is weird.
That's
same thing
hilarious.
Happened with video games. He brought home, you know, like the Atari 5200 in 1983. And, you know, I picked up on it pretty easily and him not so much. And then he didn't want to play with me anymore.
Kicked his ass on Pong.
And that's why I'm a raving lunatic now. But, okay, so Shannon's teaching me how to play this game, Yahtzee. And I am not getting it.
Well, first of all, aren't you hungover?
I'm hungover.
Because this was yesterday, right?
No, but at this point, I'm drunk again. And it's like...
Yeah, let me rephrase
that. It's like, wait, okay. So you roll the die, and then you count them in some sort of arbitrary way. Mm-hmm. So I just remember saying to her, like, okay, at what point does it stop being like work and start being like game, like a game where the fun part is that I have to do math? But I stand corrected, though, because after a while I did start to get into the groove of it, and now...
When you started whooping her ass, you started getting into
it. Well, no. She beat me. She beat me pretty much every time. But, but you know, it's the kind of game that you can play while watching Law & Order, and that's what I like about it. Any game I can play while watching... Anything I can do while watching Law & Order is something I'm willing to get involved in.
I don't even know where to begin with that. That is just so...
What? It's a good show.
So many things.
It's an entertaining hour of drama.
But first of all, there was only two of you playing. That's the problem with board games. There's not only board games.
Well, Yahtzee doesn't even have a board. You can't call it a board game unless you mean board in the other sense.
It's more fun when there's more than there's four people. The only real game that's for two people is like Battleship, and if you remember Pathfinder, which that's probably no one's gonna remember that.
I don't know Pathfinder. I remember Battleship.
I had Pathfinder. Battleship. I still play Battleship.
And what's the deal with Trivial Pursuit? Nobody knows the answers to these questions. Nobody knows the answers to these questions.
Any of them?
I would say, you know, maybe 1 out of 100. There's always that guy who always gets the question that he knows. But that doesn't mean that he knows a lot of things.
No.
It means that, you know, he's receiving some sort of theological bonus for some crap that happened in a past life. There's no way... someone can actually be good at Trivial Pursuit.
Well, I remember one time, it was my brother and I were a team. My mom and dad were a team, and I think my grandma and my aunt were a team, and we were playing the Baby Boomer edition of Trivial Pursuit, and this was probably 15 years ago. Mm. This was when I was in high school, so this was 20 years ago. We were playing the Baby Boomer edition of Trivial Pursuit, and we kicked all their asses.
Nice.
So... part of it is that me? What is that? Are we having the mic probably again?
You're very abstract noisy today.
No, I don't think it's me. It I think it's a phantom.
The phantom.
Anyway, so much of it is, I think, based on being good at process of elimination. I mean, it's multiple choice, right?
Yes.
And I'm good at that.
Well, no, it's not multiple choice.
Aren't there multiple?
No.
Oh, you just have to know the answer?
Yeah.
I haven't even played in a long time.
You can't even answer a trivia question about Trivial Pursuit. That's awesome.
So that's a computer game, right?
Yeah. Very violent.
Oh, it's first-person shooter?
Yeah.
Trivial Pursuit, first-person shooter. Kind of fun. It kind of makes
rated
sense.
Rated M for mediocre. Mildly entertaining. Let's go to music.
Okay.
By the way, we have a band coming in a few minutes called Obsolete Heart, and they're going to do a little acoustic thing for us. We played them... well, it was like months ago on the show, and they contacted us, asked to come in and do some stuff. So
great.
Looking forward to that.
We're going to play an honor set of Paris, France now called, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Matsai. We've got two songs and really cool guy. We had some nice conversations via email. So let's go to that. This first song is called Sunshine. This MySpace page is myspace.com/Matsai, MATSAI. And, you know, we haven't talked about, if you want to instant message us, it's Kill Radio Station. If you use AOL Instant Messenger, that we use the handle Kill Radio Station. So if you have any questions about any of the bands, any of their MySpace pages, because perhaps I'm not enunciating them correctly or spelling them accurately, you can ask us about that here. But let's go to the music. This is, again, Sunshine, Matsai, out of Paris, France. Here.
Killradio.org. Killradio.org.
You're just sitting back like...
what do you want me to do?
Sunshine, 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 sun
Yay! Here, here, killradio.org.
Again, out of Paris, France, that was Matsai. That song was the remix version of E-Rock City. And then before that, we heard Sunshine. And
yes, Mark had to inform me that Matsai is not the plural of unleavened bread.
So you always have to bring it back to yourself, John.
It is. But it's not that it's all about me. It's that...
It's all about Judaism. That's the problem.
That me is what it's all about. No, Matsai, M-A-T-S-A-I.
Yes.
MySpace.com/Matsai. We have one more band to play for you, and then we're going to get to Obsolete Heart, we'll play a track from their CD, and they're going to treat us to a live performance, which we're very excited about. I can tell Mark is excited.
I am. I'm about to eat my microphone.
So I'm going to play a track from this self-titled EP by the Crash Moderns, come to us from New York. And and then they'll be back in just a bit. So you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I wasn't hard to find. can't buy a clue, but I hear that they're going cheap. I've been half blind, and that's the better half of me. Drink me till I'm wrong, and I'll write one more song about you. I can't say your name without a chill around me. I couldn't sleep a wink, and my head feels funny. You're blaming and complaining, it's more of the same, and I'm gone.
Threw me for a loop at the very end there.
We've been easily thrown today, though.
Awesome. That was the Crash Moderns out of New York, and you can get more information on them from thecrashmoderns.com as well as myspace.com/thecrashmoderns. We might actually make it on time today. We've been going over every
past two or three shows.
We've been going until like 2:30, which means that the show that comes on after us has been not showing up as a result.
It's like, well, if I can't start on time, screw it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what it does? It pushes the entire schedule down.
What's the name of that show?
So all 40 shows have been starting an hour later because
of
us.
I think that show's called Open Archive or...
Yeah, which is one of my favorite shows because you never know what you're going to get when you tune in.
Well, also, it seems to be a common, very popular name for a show, too.
Yeah, Open Archive.
Open Archive on our
schedule. Radio Archive.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
Open Slot,
seven,
which they had to change because it was kind of, you know...
offensive
to me. And, yeah. So we are going to be treated to something crazy cool we love to do on Here.
As opposed to sane cool.
Yes. I'm starting to talk like a 12-year-old girl. It's bad.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Oh, my God. It's just so wicked hot in here. I don't know what to tell you.
It's hella.
I know a guy in the Bay Area that uses hella all the time, and he actually married a woman named hella. It's a true story. I don't think that's why he married her, but... Did you just yank the mic cord out from under my foot like I was doing something rude?
No, I knew like, because you were...
I was stepping on it, yeah.
Because God forbid I let go of the mic. I'm not letting go of this mic. You stepped on it.
I can't work like this anymore. Oh, wait, okay. We're not working. I forgot.
This doesn't work.
Oh, wow, we have Obsolete Heart stickers everywhere. So the band is Obsolete Heart, and we've played their music on here a couple of months ago. Uh-huh. So we're going to play a track from their CD. What was this track called?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart. And after that, we're going to do some live stuff, which I do enjoy. So stay tuned to killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Here. You're here, killradio.org, and we are hanging out with Obsolete Heart. Sorry about that. Let's try that again. Hey, Obsolete Heart.
Hey, howdy.
So you guys are LA-based, right?
Yes.
How's that working out for you?
Dusty. It's working out. It's really dusty where we live.
Really? Where are you guys?
We're in Burbank.
Oh.
Oh, wow. How was your journey over the hill today?
Enlightening.
Yeah?
Really? When was the last time you were on this side of the hill?
Like a week ago.
A week ago.
Week ago. You get stuck.
I used to live in the valley. Yeah, you don't want to go over the hill unless the hill's on fire.
Yeah.
Unless you're escaping something.
Yeah.
It's a freeway commitment, right? It's based on freeway, right?
Yeah. Well, because if you live on this side of the hill, you can do pretty much anything in a 20-minute period. Even you know, and it'll take 20 minutes even if it's right next door. But if it's actually 20 minutes away, it'll also take 20 minutes.
Right. It's weird.
But if you live in the valley, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
What's amazing is when you guys played us here before, you made some kind of crack about how we were probably from the valley and you were fucking tired.
That was probably me, because that's something I would say.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was mean. I take that back now that I've met you, because you guys don't look like valley folk.
Really?
You look like total Echo Park. No offense. Actually, I do mean that offensively.
what do each of you play? What do each of you bring to the Obsolete Heart sound?
I play drums and sing.
Guitar and singing.
We both write, collaborate.
Oh, that's cool.
Fight, collaborate.
Yeah.
Is the fighting considered a collaboration as well, or is that kind of part of the collaboration that it comes to fisticuffs?
It's all part of the music, you know.
Are you two people connected who formed a band, or are you two band members who became connected?
No, the first one. Yeah.
That would be the first one.
Lovely. Yeah. You want to do a live song first, and then we'll talk a little more. What are you gonna play for us?
This song's called Ellen.
Awesome. All right, whenever you're ready. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. Is there something you want to say, Mark? I can hear your smirk.
No, I was like all excited to hear him play live. So.
So why are you
delaying? I have a complicated face.
All right, this is Obsolete Heart on Here on KillRadio.org.
The sweetest thing that's ever happened in here, which isn't saying much because I'm an asshole.
Well,
John's a jerk.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
How's that? I noticed you have a bottle of whiskey with you. How's that working out for
you? It's Lucky Brand Kentucky whiskey, aged 10 years in a plastic bottle.
It must be good because after the word whiskey, it says a blend. You know, a blend of what? We're not sure, but
you guys want some?
No, that's no.
I'm
that's
good.
Beyond
it's the
ghetto.
Bottom of the bottle.
That's like white trash ghetto. That's awesome.
What? Explain to me, what is End Wave? This is a theme that I see in some of your materials here. Describe End Wave.
It's pretty much the end of hope for music that has some kind of a semblance of integrity to it. Like, pretty much, like, it feels like the kids growing up today have never really experienced music coming from people who are doing it for a reason, you know, other than, like, I don't know. Actually, there was this band on Your Show Is Good the other day, and I'm not going to say who because I'm not trying to be a jerk, but
they're
talking about how, like, getting famous was,
right,
like, their art form and stuff, and it's like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. I shouldn't have brought it up.
It's a much different approach than where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah. But the point is like, if the punk rock movement was World War II, and punk rock was Germany, we're, like, sending in the Hitler Youth and the old people because, like, everybody that, you know, was a part of the fight is just gone, you know?
So what are you working for, musically? Like, what do you want to get back from it? If not fame and success, like, what is the...
Soul.
We're just doing it because this is what we do, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
We sit in the dust in Burbank and play music every day, and, like, every once in a while, you know, like, somebody else is a part of it or listens.
Have you been doing it for a long time?
Yeah, we've been doing it for a while.
We've been playing in, like, other bands, you know, for lots of years, but mm-hmm. we've just been doing this together for, like, a year and a half.
Yeah. So.
I just love that we've referred to Burbank twice and the word dust at the same time. People who don't know are going to think it's some weird tumbleweed hick town.
Is it not?
But there's weird malls there. It's kind of this has this kind of suburban, hardcore suburban quality to it.
So. What was back to things that matter. What was the first time you guys performed together as Obsolete Heart? Like, when did you realize that you were Obsolete Heart? What was the turning point?
I don't know.
Did you sort of wake up and discover you were a band?
Yeah. Sort of.
When our other bands fell apart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've been playing music together for, like, probably 5 or 6 years, but
as
you know, it wasn't like it wasn't like our big deal. You know?
Right.
It just came together.
And you guys playing out in LA a lot since then?
Yeah. We have been.
Where are you guys playing next? Do you know?
The Scene.
Yeah,
I should know the date.
That's not until next month.
And then the Eagle Rock Bowling.
And
Drinking Club Sunday night. That's early January.
Is it really called the Eagle Rock Bowling and Drinking Club?
Yeah.
I love that.
Awesome.
That has my name written all over it.
And I bet there was a fight over whether they should call it the Eagle Rock Drinking and Bowling Club.
It's mostly drinking.
we have to put the word bowling first.
Because it's at a bowling alley. You know, they got to have the bowling there, but nobody's bowling.
It sounds like a place where they bowl overhand.
Yeah.
Which I've always wanted to do.
Now, marketing yourself as a band in LA, particularly an indie rock band, I mean, there's a lot of competition and a lot of bands doing a lot of similar things.
Yes.
And one of the things you guys do, maybe that's a little bit different in terms of marketing, is you have this zine. Could you describe that for me a little bit?
It's just like, you know, trying to sell ourselves, you know, like get out, you know, make sure everybody knows exactly what kind of product they're getting.
I like the catalog of all the products you guys have. Like,
it's hilarious.
It's
got little poems
and
artwork in it. And
the hubcaps, the
spinners.
All
kinds of weirdness. It's nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Are there any themes that you come back to a lot in your music? That's where I can hear us laughing in the background. I got to turn the monitors off in the other room.
What were we just laughing about? Nothing funny is going on right now. This is serious.
Themes.
Yeah.
Love and hate. And
love and hate.
Dust.
Whiskey. I was gonna say whiskey.
I mean, do you find yourselves writing about personal experiences that you've shared, or more sort of ethereal things, more conceptual things? Like, are your songs stories, or are they more like poems or ideas?
I'd say poems.
Yeah. Like, we do, like, you know, half and half writing, you know,
yeah.
But, like, usually one song isn't anywhere about the same thing, like even from sentence to sentence.
Kind of about a bunch of different things, kind of cryptic in that sense.
But in the end, they kind of make sense, you know, as like you can kind of put it together to mean something, but, you know, it's definitely not contrived because we don't know what we're doing.
Well, on that note, why don't we go into another live song? Is that cool, Mark? You ready for that?
Yeah.
Can you handle it?
Yes.
So
let me sit up. Yes.
Well, what are you going to play for us?
This next song is called Southern Belle.
Awesome. This is Obsolete Heart. And you're still listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Here, killradio.org with Obsolete Heart. Where can people get Obsolete Heart music? You guys are working with what right now? You have an EP or is it a full length?
EP, yeah, 5 songs.
And people can get it from your website, from obsoleteheart.com?
Yeah, obsoleteheart.com. Or I'd be surprised if anybody listening to this internet broadcast didn't have a MySpace account. you know, so we do the MySpace.
MySpace. That's, MySpace. Is that on the internet?
.net.org.
I think it's a .com.
.poop.
.corn.
But yeah, check us out on MySpace. And
cool. And what's, I'm just curious, what's the significance of the name Obsolete Heart?
You're not going to get anywhere if you're, like, letting yourself be held back by, you know, empathy and emotions. Like, you know, a proper machine that gets the job done, you know, has to expel all obsolete parts.
Yes, obsolete parts. Such as a heart.
Fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so everybody should check out obsoleteheart.com, myspace.com/obsoleteheart. You guys are going to be playing at the Scene in a little bit.
Yes.
And
December.
Several other gigs. Do you guys play out a lot?
We do. Yeah.
We kind of took a break last month and went to the woods to clear our heads a little. Before that, we were playing like every week, but we'll get back on it here.
Is this EP sort of like the precursor to an album?
I hope so. If anybody wants to give us some money.
We're for sale.
Now would be a good time for us to talk about Kill Radio fundraising.
Yes.
If anybody would like to give us some money, go to killradio.org and click on donate. Well, why don't we leave with another track from your EP? Do you have a recommendation? Perhaps track two?
Perhaps track
or
two.
Or I don't know.
I like track two.
Yeah? Sure. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
What's it called?
His and Hers.
Awesome. All right. Obsolete Heart. Guys, thank you so much for coming
down
to hear here.
Thank
Kill
you.
Radio.
Thank you.
That's it, folks. Here on killradio.org. We're here every Monday, 12 noon to 2 o'clock. And then
Pacific time.
You can listen to it later. If that's your thing, You can we'll upload it to our blog at we didn't even mention the page today. Usually we mention it a lot, but myspace.com/here_here_HERE. Thank you, Obsolete Heart. Thank you to Crash Moderns, Matsai, Robert Popa, Oliask, The Janets, Obis, Thomas Kugler Presents, Lilith, the Rock Opera, Splitsville, and Root Deco. But an extra special thanks to Obsolete Heart, because they're actually physically here right now in the room.
They actually are.
And they sound like that.
Stupid.
That's it. Good night. We'll be back next week with more
today.
Music from the mailman
from
and beyond.
World.
And it'll be 7 days from whatever today is. What is today?
Today is Monday.
No, the date.
20th.
Of?
November.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye.
New York.